A sea of people swarmed Utah's Capitol steps in South Lawn on Saturday. They gathered for the Clean Air, No Excuses rally just above the winter smog blanketing the valley. Brian Minch is a co-founder of Utah Physicians for a Healthy Environment. He told the demonstrators they have a right to clean air.
This is your state. What goes on in the building behind us is your government. The air that you breathe is largely what you make of it, either by ignoring it, making it worse by neglect, or by fighting to make it better.
Advocacy groups offered volunteer sign-up sheets and petitions. One petition demanded that leaders provide better transit and cleaner industry. It had more than 7,500 signatures. Holiday Democratic Representative Patrice Arendt urged the crowd to be persistent.
We need to keep the pressure up on our government officials so that there is meaningful action this session that begins on Monday. Our voices must not stop today. We should not, we cannot look up at this brown, toxic sky and think we could have done something about changing that, but chose not to. We must act.
Utah Department of Environmental Quality Director Amanda Smith issued a statement applauding the activists. It said, "We recognize that Utah's air quality is unacceptable," and it concluded, "Every citizen of Utah can and must engage in making the solutions a reality." Judy Fays, KUER News.